Since last summer, the Berkshire Museum in Pittsfield has been trying to sell part of its collection, including two Norman Rockwell paintings, to raise an estimated $60 million for an endowment and a major renovation. But the sale has been put on hold by lawsuits and legal maneuverings as citizens groups, the state, and members of the Rockwell family question the legality and wisdom of the sale. Now there could be a resolution on the horizon. Larry Parnas of the Berkshire Eagle has been reporting on the story. He says the museum and the state attorney general's office have agreed to take the case to the state's highest court.
There's going to be an order likely coming out of the Supreme Judicial Court, presuming that they take the case, which is likely. Either a single justice of the Supreme Judicial Court or the whole panel is going to look at all the law here and all the filings and affidavits and say, okay, the museum can or cannot take this step to sell the artworks.
Two documents were filed on Monday in tandem. What were those documents about?
There was one filing, a status report, which was something that the Attorney General's office was due to provide based on having won the injunctions, which had halted the beginning of the art auctions. They were due to present just an update on where they stood on their investigation. It turned out to be a two-page joint statement from the AG and the museum, which was highly out of keeping with the adversarial nature of this so far. The other thing that was presented as a document was a public statement, and it was the first joint public statement from these two parties, which have been pretty, you know, at each other's throats since the litigation began in October. And they're basically saying, we are going to try to work this out. They still have some really sharp differences, though. The Attorney General still maintains that the museum does not have the legal right to sell these works. The museum feels that it's in the clear on that. So this is really the fundamental issue that's going to go before the court. And it's going to do it in a way that really fits the Attorney General's traditional approach to these kinds of questions. You know, this has become such a hot issue and is being looked at nationally as a precedent setting for museum collections. But by and large, the Attorney General much prefers, and even spells this out on its website, to advise nonprofits and public charities, not go to battle with them. The one thing the AG wins out of this current step here is that the sale is now on hold until all these legal issues are resolved. So there's a win for the AG, and for the museum, they're going to reduce their legal costs. We're still not exactly sure who's paying for those, but they're going to expedite the process. It picks up the pace, which moves them closer to an eventual sale, if that is allowed. And I think, importantly, it also lessens the siege atmosphere that has really surrounded this over the last couple of months, and could begin a process of having the museum be more reconciled with its community, which is really vital to its long-term success, support from the community. And there's been a real breach there.
And you mentioned the community, the organization Save the Art, that's a local group opposed to the sale. You've got members of the Rockwell family, and you've got Sotheby's, which has been contracted to sell this art. Are they checking in on this agreement, which may or may not be reached?
The Save the Art folks said that they like the idea of resolving this. They still feel that the works should come back to Pittsfield. They're at Sotheby's in New York City right now. I think there is some nervousness there that there could be some kind of compromise. However, the Attorney General really held its ground, that the office did, with this. They're still saying these works are restricted. And that is really, that's what the Save the Art folks and those who oppose the sale, that's why they have also rallied with the Attorney General on this. The Attorney General really emerged in November as the really only party withstanding to take the museum on. And so they've really been the leading edge of this since then. I think the people who want the art to come back to Pittsfield, they're just going to have to see how it's viewed by the Supreme Judicial Court.
Larry Parnas, a reporter for the Berkshire Eagle, spoke with WAMC News.